This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. It's prime time for ice fishing in Vermont right now, but a tragedy last week has focused attention on the associated risks. A man appears to have died when his truck fell through the ice in Lake Champlain near Orwell. He had told his family he was going ice fishing. VPR's Bob Kinzel spoke with Chris Powers of the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department, both about the draw of ice fishing and about some of the important safety considerations involved. Powers started, though, by talking about why he personally enjoys the sport.
I mean, I think ice fishing is just a great way to, get outdoors in the winter months here in Vermont. It can be cheap. You don't really need to put a lot of money into getting gear and getting out there and getting started. And I think it's just a great way to spend time with your family and friends.
You know, Chris, I think when many people think of ice fishing, they think of Lake Champlain. But there are a lot of other lakes in Vermont where ice fishing is really good.
Yeah, that's correct. I know people have been fishing pretty much all the way from the Massachusetts border all the way up to the Northeast Kingdom. I know, like you said, a lot of people do focus on Champlain, but really there's opportunity across the state to catch a wide variety of fish. It's really, we have a pretty valuable resource here in the state.
And you have a great resource at your website, and we'll provide a link to that website so folks can see the 41 lakes where you can do some ice fishing in Vermont. And depending on the spot, you could find a variety of fish. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Like I said, Vermont is, we're really lucky here because we have a pretty diverse fishery across all of our water bodies. Some of the more popular species, one would be the northern pike. These are fish that are native to Vermont. And pike typically spawn right at ice out, right when the ice melts. So it means this time of year they're often very hungry. So anglers can go to a place like the bays in northern Lake Champlain, Lake Bomazene, Lake Mefremagog, places like that, and they can have very good success fishing for pike.
Chris, what kind of basic equipment is needed to ice fish?
That's one of the great things about ice fishing is you can, in fact, get started with very basic equipment. When I first started, I got probably a $15 jigging rod, a couple small lures, and just a little puck full of grubs. And so basically you can go right out on the ice. Even if you don't have an auger, oftentimes you can go to a spot where there's other anglers, and most of the time they'd be willing to help drill a hole for you. Or if you don't have an auger, you can oftentimes find a hole that you can use a chisel and just chisel out, and you'll have access to the water that way. Basically just a cheap, inexpensive rod, a couple jigs, and some worms or grubs can get you started right away.
So if someone who's listening right now is interested in giving ice fishing a try, what do you think the best way to start is? What do they need to know?
First off, I'd have them visit our website, as we mentioned earlier. There's a lot of great resources on there. The first thing I would look into is safety tips, because obviously we want all of our anglers to be safe out there on the ice. The second thing is there's a link on our website to the basics. So this kind of gives you just the basic techniques and tactics that will help you to be successful and catch fish. And then you can start looking more into the finer details of, you know, what water bodies have certain species, if you want to target a certain type of fish or different tactics that are effective for different types of fish.
You mentioned safety issues. What do people need to know to be safe on the ice?
I know this is kind of cliche, but really no ice is safe ice. And I don't say that trying to deter people from ice fishing, but there are precautions that need to be taken before you go out on the ice to ensure your safety. First and foremost, ice conditions. You want to make sure that there's enough ice out there for you even to be out there safely. Really what we like to see is 4 inches of nice, clear, black ice. That's enough to support a person walking. So in order to obtain that information, a good way to do that would be to go to talk to your bait shops. Our local bait shops are constantly talking to anglers that are going out on these water bodies, and they can give you, you know, up-to-date information on the conditions of the ice. So that would be the first step. After that, there's some other measures that you can take to ensure your safety. I always like to carry a pair of ice picks when I go out fishing. These are essentially handles that have like a nail attached to the end of them. So, you know, in the terrible event that you were to fall through the ice, this allows you to kind of grip and pull yourself back out of the water. Other basic things to remember is to dress properly. You know, if you're ice fishing, it's probably pretty cold out, so it's important to make sure you're layered up and you can stay warm out there. Another thing to consider is just leaving your plans for the day with a family member at home, and just let them know what water body you're going to and what time you plan on being back. That way, if for some reason you don't get back in time, they can potentially, you know, alert the authorities and let them know that you might be missing.
You mentioned that for a person to go out on the ice, it should be 4 inches thick. What about taking a vehicle out there?
Well, really, our department, we recommend that anglers do not drive out on the ice. Ice conditions can be really, really variable, and obviously cars are, you know, really heavy, and we'd prefer that anglers would keep their vehicles on the shore. There's other methods to get out on the ice, things like four-wheelers and, you know, lighter options. We'd prefer that anglers would keep their vehicles on shore.
And as you mentioned, one thing I learned from the Burlington Fire Department is that ice seldom freezes or thaws at a uniform rate. It can be a foot thick in one spot, and maybe 10 feet away, it could be an inch or two.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bob. Things like springs and, creek mouths where there's water flowing into a lake, even shoals and that sort of thing can cause differences in ice thickness, and these are things that, you know, anglers really need to be aware of. A few resources that anglers can use to try to avoid these dangers. One thing I like to do when I fish is I'll go on our Department of Environmental Conservation website and I'll look at depth charts, and oftentimes these depth charts will have stream inlets on the map, so you know right away that these are areas that you want to avoid. Another great resource would be to look at social media. A lot of times on Facebook and that sort of thing, and some of these fishing forums, there's a lot of anglers talking on there, and oftentimes they will post information on dangerous areas on a lake. So in addition to that, then you can talk with your bait shops, and hopefully if you put all of those three things together, you can it'll help you to avoid dangerous areas on our water bodies.
Chris, have you been ice fishing this winter?
I have. I've been out quite a bit, and I've had some pretty good luck here in Vermont.
And the conditions are pretty good right now?
Yeah. A lot of our inland lakes have a good amount of ice. Typically, not always, but typically our smaller bodies of water will freeze earlier in the season, and that results in them having thicker ice later in the season. Over on Lake Champlain, it's a really big water body. It's 120 miles long. It could be snowing up in Aalborg while it's, you know, sunny down in Benson. So the ice can vary quite a bit on Lake Champlain being such a big water body. So that's just something that anglers need to keep in mind.
Many thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Thanks for having me.
That was VPR's Bob Kinzel speaking with Chris Powers, Fish and Aquatic Habitat Specialist at the Fish and Wildlife Department.